Greetings, my friends. This is Carolyn Evers, live and ready to go. This is not a past radio show, but we are live, so we do invite your questions. Tonight, I want to talk about something that interests me and perhaps would interest you. And what that is what is happening at this moment on Earth. And it's an important thing because the Eye of Isis is here, and it is a special energy that revolves around the cosmos. And it enters into a place where it is time for that area to graduate spiritually. And it is our turn here on Earth to receive these energies. And that's one of the reasons why so much is happening here today. So, many people out there feel energy. We are experiencing things in our body that perhaps we don't understand. And so I wanted to give you some highlights from our last Archangel Mikael conference call, and this was for the month of December. And for people who are interested in our conference calls, that can be found at MetatronMinutes.com. Now, what Archangel Mikael discussed this last time was he sort of gave an update as to what is happening today. And first, he talked about the physical body. And he discussed that the physical body is under great stress because of the energies coming to Earth every month. And what he said was sometimes the body doesn't have time to integrate the previous month's energy before more energy is coming to Earth at the next full moon. So what he identifies is but at the full moon, there is a time of great energy along with other moments, too. And actually, Richard and I have put a lot of information on our website about the different energies that come in on the full moon and at different dates. And those are found at the 2012, and that's 2012countdown.com. And if you haven't been there, it's a wonderful website because it gives us up-to-the-moment thoughts and ideas as to what's happening on the Earth. But a lot of channeling from Mother Mary, from Yeshua, from Lord Metatron, and it is a great site for that. So I mention that because each month at the full moon, it has a distinctive reason surrounding the new energy, and it affects the body in different ways. And so there's no time to catch up on the energies coming in because the body stores them until they're integrated. And then the next month there's new energies coming in, and it's stored, these energies are stored in the solar plexus. And so Archangel Mikael tells us that this chakra can be overwhelmed with the additional work implementing and synthesizing these new energies. And sometimes we feel lethargy, and during this period of time, it's important to drink plenty of water and rest. And sometimes, he says, we become impatient with the body, but know that it's working very hard to keep us balanced and not to overwork during these times because the body's going through really a great healing process. And he also says that overwork during these times brings confusion, and sometimes thinking becomes unclear. And if you find yourself in this situation, to just slow down a little. That's all it takes, slowing down a little, drinking some extra water, getting a little bit of rest, because the body's working at full speed. Then he talks about the space around us. He's talking about, when he says space around us, he means our homes, the work areas, friendships, recreational areas, and the like. And so because of these new energies coming in, sometimes these areas might seem unfamiliar. And it's because we're very familiar with the energies of these places, but there is old structures being torn down and new structures being built up. It is the electrons and the energy. And so there is a chaos, as electrons are not destroyed, but they are rearranged. And that's where there is this chaos, as the old structures being torn down and the new structures being built up. And so here's another place where he's saying, be patient with your feelings and emotions, because that'll settle down after a while. And he identifies this very intense time as starting in August of this year. And he said that they expect this to continue for most of next year, that there is a grand configuration of electrons and space occurring presently, and the human body and the emotional fields in particular are feeling these changes. So I mentioned I wanted to bring forth some of these ideas because this has been a challenging time for many people once you hear the changes that's going on in the different areas surrounding you. Then he talks about friendships. And I know that this is true, that there are estrangements among friends, even friends who have been friends for a long period of time. Some of these friendships are falling away, and new friendships are being formed. And the reason for this is that as this energy is changing, as the electrons are changing, that people are on different vibrational waves, and some people are moving to similar vibrational waves. And so those that are different are starting to fall away, and those that are on the same vibrational waves, we are pulling people together. So that if we have a partner, for instance, that we love, relationships might be breaking up. And it's very difficult for people when one partner wants to break up and the other doesn't. But it is because of all the new energies that are coming into Earth. So it's good to understand what is happening. Now, there's another area that I think is of particular interest. And he's talking about our souls, the changes that is going on within our soul. And it's very important now to be aligned with God, no matter how you consider your God, what faith you belong to, how you imagine your God to be, but that these are God's energies coming into the earth now. And if you recognize this and you align yourself with this, that what happens is the relationship, the energies between God and your soul become stronger and more aligned in such a manner that in this energy there are electrons and they are messages in this energy. And when you become aligned with God, you are able then to start to hear and understand these messages. That this moment are moments of great love and understanding between God and yourself. This is so important today, with all of the uncertainty, with the news that you hear on the radio, if you listen to the radio, on TV, and the world seems to be falling apart at times. The economy might not look healthy to you, or you might have received information at work that maybe your job is being terminated. So much change is going on out there, and in this moment of great change, there is this quiet journey that is coming in between your soul and between God. And it is because these are the energies, the very energies that are producing this because these energies today are coming in directly from God. And so Archangel Michael talks about, well, how does one align themselves to God? And it is so simple, my friends, so simple. But first of all, you have to recognize that the particles that are within your soul came from God. And I saw, since I read the Akashic Records, and I see the pictures, and I hear the words, I literally saw when the souls were created. And these particles came forth from all there is in the center of the cosmos, and they danced, and they swirled, and they came forth in colors, music, sounds. They danced and swirled and coalesced, and I could see them as they formed souls that God was creating. And so to become aligned with God, you need to understand and recognize that the particles within your soul belong to God. And so Archangel Michael further states, if you hold this thought and respect your Creator as your Creator, you will find great peace and understanding in most of your moments. And he suggests for us to think of this often. And if we will think of this often, how within our soul are God's particles, our life becomes calmer and you have more peace within yourself and all around you in your workplace, in your home. The peace that you crave. The peace that Yeshua came to give to us. It is this peace between you and your Creator. And further, Archangel Michael says, as you listen to the messages that come from your God, you will find that you will want to follow through and uphold what those messages tell you. In other words, God speaks to you directly, and when you hear it, you wish to follow him. You wish to do the things to bring that relationship even closer. And he says, there is nothing better than understanding who you are and where you fit into God's plans. So he ended that part of the message that he gives to me live before the phone call that I read, and he tells us, these are God's energies coming to the planet, and I come forth and discuss this so you can recognize them. Four, if one recognizes that these moments are really God's messages, it will change your life. I wanted to tell you about this conference call because there's so much turmoil in the world right now. One of the greatest gifts that one can have, as I do believe, is the peace of mind, the peace in your heart, the peace surrounding us, and the peace that it only comes from within. Because once you find it within, you can then transform it without. So I loved his words. And the meditation that followed, we cannot give to you because we don't really type that out. But if you're interested in the conference calls, you can go to MetatronMinutes.com and find out more about the different conference calls that we have, Archangel Michael being one. We have another that Mother Mary uses a lot, and Yeshua, and then another one that Lord Metatron hosts. And these really are life-changing events. So, my friends, if you have a question, give us a call. We're here at BBS Radio. Give us a call, and we will answer your questions. I wanted to change pace a little bit and talk about health issues. And how what shows up in the physical body is really spiritual. They are what we call spiritual because it comes from past lifetimes or the present lifetime where there is negative energy that has become stuck, that needs to be freed, that comes and forms itself as distress or dis-ease in different places of the body. And it is just so fascinating. Someone just the other day had come and to a Lord Metatron soul healing, and she talked about how she had trouble with her feet for a lifetime. Throughout her entire life, her toes and her insteps, such pain that she had there, and she followed, you know, went to the doctors, they did MRIs, they did, of course, different tests on it, they could find nothing, but she had this terrible pain that would come up frequently. And when we worked with that on one of the soul healings, and it's very fascinating how the soul takes the person to the past life where the physical problem that's expressed in today's life started in a past lifetime. And so she saw herself as a French soldier who was part of the cavalry. And, as you know, working with a particular horse, and she saw this horse accidentally just stomp on her foot. So there was an event where the horse mangled the foot of the rider. And so we had to clear that stuck energy from the past and clear similar energies that formed a pattern through other lifetimes, because what happens is like energy attracts like energy, and there becomes a pattern. And when the pattern is not cleared, it shows up in as physical distress in the current lifetime. And I found that so interesting how, well, when Richard and I do these conference calls, we hold the space. We direct the people how to work with this, but it is their soul that takes them to this past lifetime, and they see the past lifetime and the experience surrounding it, and then we help them to clear it. It is so incredible. Now, the reason that this happens is because this is not occurring in the three-dimensional life that we live in. It is in what I call the now, where the past, present, and future is existing at once. So the past would be the energy from a past lifetime, and it is energy that we're working with. And it is not cleared, and it is accumulated in the subtle body. Now, maybe you've seen pictures of the subtle body in Kirlian photography. And we usually see this as like three levels, a mental body, a spiritual body, and an emotional body. And the emotional body and the subtle body is right next to the physical body. This is why you get the bleed through in the physical body, because that stuck energy shows up in the energy field in the subtle body right directly next to the physical body. And so these disturbances, this distress is coming forth now. It is the soul, even though it doesn't seem like a gift from the soul, it truly is, because the soul is bringing these things forth to be cleared. These things need to be cleared. All of this past stuck energy needs to be cleared for ascension. And the reasoning behind that is that when we move from one dimension to a higher dimension, anything negative that is in the lower dimension must be cleared out before you can move over the checkpoint. There is a checkpoint between dimensions. And if you can see into the dimension, It looks somewhat like an irregular line with like a fold over each edge of the dimension, so that it's not such a simple thing to just pass over. It is like a scanning device that scans the vibration. Nobody holds anyone back. It simply works by vibration, by the energy field that you are in. And so the soul is bringing forth these physical distresses. What we consider a physical distress is just simply a spiritual area, or an area that is stuck energy from the past. And it was just as simple as that, where this past lifetime was never cleared, was never healed, and the negative reactions and emotions that this rider, this cavalry individual held, and it became stuck. They died before it could clear this negative energy, and it comes forth now to be cleared. If you haven't experienced this, and you're completely left brain, using logic and using the sciences, you might say, wow, that's impossible to do that. But when you work with this and you see you're the past lifetime, it's so mind-boggling. I've never worked with a person yet where their soul didn't take them to a past lifetime. I'm not saying it won't happen, but it hasn't happened so far. And it is just so fascinating where things that have happened in the past that haven't been cleared, that haven't been forgiven, where many times fear arises, hatred, because of something that happened before someone died, and it was never cleared. And as they come through many lifetimes after that, like attracts like, and these similar deeds come up in your lifetime again for the sake of clearing it. And so it even works with people who have things in their life that is not, that doesn't make them happy. You know, you hear some people say, I always seem to attract the wrong man in my life. I can't seem to be interested in a man or a woman that is available to me. I seem to attract someone in my life that is married. And surprisingly, these come from past lifetimes also, where a person had great negative feelings and emotions surrounding an event like that that happened in the past. And so for many lifetimes, because it wasn't cleared, they are attracting married men in their sphere of understanding, in that which they desire. And once they see that lifetime, they start to understand the connections between what they are doing today and what they have done in the past. It's quite fascinating. And so if you're interested in finding out about the Archangel Metatron soul healings, that also can be found at metatronminutes.com. So moving on to some other areas. This particular full moon, and this is another time when we come together and we do channelings from Mother Mary and from Yeshua, and that is at each full moon. And this particular full moon was so extraordinary. When I went out in the dark of the night to see the full moon, there was such energy and peace, energies of peace surrounding the full moon, and you could feel its power. And when I look at it, it looked different to me. And that is explained in a beautiful recording from Mother Mary and from Yeshua that is on that countdown, www.countdowntotwo2012.com. what we recorded and what these two masters said of the energy that was coming in for that day or that evening, I suggest that you go and listen to it. It was particularly beautiful, and it is there for you just to download it. Everything that's on that website is downloadable. Richard Presser has taken an awful lot of time putting all of that up on the web, and there is so much that you can get from that. And again, that's www.the2012countdown.com, and that is 2012. That's how 2012 is the numerals are there, and it's not written out. There is so much on that site about energy, about healing. And the recordings are just beautiful as Mother Mary and Yeshua bring this information in. Also, there is another section on that website where Mother Mary and Yeshua are mentioning that they are appearing all over the world. They are appearing in places so that people understand that something different is happening in the world. And so we're putting up, as we become aware of the sites, we're putting up information about it, and we're doing channeling from both Mother Mary and Yeshua explaining what is happening. As some of the news that is getting out is actually negative. People don't understand what is happening. They don't understand in the news. And so Mother Mary is coming back and explaining exactly what has happened. So this is a very important thing, I do believe, and check back frequently because we have new channelings going up every day. So give us a call here at BBS Radio. You might be interested in talking about the new energy, the effect that it is having on the physical body. You might have some questions about ascension, what some people are claiming as the end times, which we don't feel that way at all. We feel that it's not the end of the world. It's not doomsday. It is an opportunity to advance. It's exactly what it is. And people need to understand what is required of us. And one of the things that's required is to clear this past negative energy. I look here on my desk to see what else might be of interest. And what might be of interest is healing today. You know, we're talking about many of these physical ailments that are becoming noticeable. And they're becoming noticeable because it is the soul prompting us to clear all of this. And so what we do is we go to the Akashic Records when people have a physical complaint and find out from the Akashic Records what is causing that particular physical complaint, and then we work on clearing it with the individual. I'm finding today that so many light workers are experiencing great illnesses, great things that need to be cleared. And it's because so many times we were on the front lines. Light workers have been struggling with the dark trying to destroy them. And many times they did destroy the physical. And we carry a lot of that from the past. And so that is another area I am finding that there have been many requests today to understand the physical problems that we have. So, my friends, if you have some thoughts or questions about 2012, what is going to happen at that moment, let me know. Give us a call here at BBS Radio. Now, another thing that I think is of great importance is to be connected to the higher self. Because the higher self is that portion of the soul that is guiding you. And imagine if you can sit down and literally dialogue with your higher self with questions that you might have, looking for the answers. And what we do is we connect people to their higher self, and there's two ways to do it. The way that we do it when we work with an individual is to identify that link to the high self and to bring the high self through the crown chakra down into the heart center. And the heart center is comprised of the beating physical heart, the heart chakra, and the heart mind. And one of the reasons that we have found that people have difficulty connecting to their higher self is because their heart is closed. And if the heart center is closed, it takes a great effort to open it. Well, you might say, how in the world did you get your heart center closed? Well, as we were talking about so many times in the past, we light workers have struggled with the dark, and it has been very difficult in the sense that there was a part of us that closed it down. We will not love again because we might have lost someone that we loved. We might have come to an untimely death. We might have felt that God had misled us in some fashion. And so we intentionally desire to close down the heart center. And when the heart center is closed, we can't bring in the higher self to the heart center. So we have to, what we do is, we have to open up the heart center and then bring in the higher self. And so what's very helpful is to write down questions that you have in your life where you're looking for an answer, where you're looking for the guidance from your soul. And then we go into a meditative state, bring in the high self into the heart center, ask the question, the soul gives you the answer. And then we release the soul. And you have to do this each time you wish to work with the high self because the higher self is of such a higher vibratory rate that it cannot stay inside the body all the time. It would burn out the circuitry. So we bring the high self in when we need to communicate with it. We get our answer, and then we release it. That is so remarkable to be able to have that kind of dialogue with that higher force that is leading you. Now, there is another protocol that I'd like to talk to you about, and that is the HARA, H-A-R-A protocol. It is listed on our webpage. I'm actually working with someone so that you can listen to how it occurs, and it is on the MetatronMinutes.com website. And you see, before the fall in Atlantis, people understood how to go from the solar plexus and in a meditative state, work your way up through the different chakras until you reach the crown chakra and then move higher until you literally went to the center of the cosmos and communicated with all there is. And that, if you listen to that protocol on that website, it is so beautiful, really, how you can do that. And we did this before Atlantis fell. And after Atlantis fell, people forgot about it because we had fallen so low in vibration that we forgot how to do those kinds of things. And this is very valuable because to take your awareness to the center of the cosmos and speak to your creator is just remarkable, and it can be done. We do it every day working with people. And if you can think about it, to have the guidance from God in the center of the cosmos and from your high self, what more do you need? What more do you need? Once you know how to do these two things, to connect your energy to their energy, to be able to ask questions and get your answers, it is so remarkable, and it is easy to do. Give me a call at BBS Radio, and we'll talk about it. You might have some questions that you want answered. You might want to know how to do these things. So, the last thing that we do when we have a Metatron soul healing is to actually connect you to Lord Metatron. Connect his energy. You see, his energy is very similar to the laser in Atlantis. It was a giant crystal. Some of you might remember it. The giant crystal that there were red particles. It was the energy within the particles danced. It was so fast. And those particles were used to create. Those particles are very similar to what Lord Metatron uses. That same method of using those particles and connecting himself with you. And it is very similar to how we connect with Father, God, in the center of the cosmos. We can connect with Lord Metatron. And so imagine these three things, being able to communicate with Father in the center of the cosmos, to be able to communicate with your high self, to be able to communicate with Lord Metatron. And you can find out such things like your mission. What is your mission? What did you come into the earth to do at this moment? This time, these are things that people ask about all the time, and they can easily be found. On the website at the 2012countdown.com, Richard Presser and myself had done some remarkable work with Father God, and he discusses 2012, and it actually is a 2-hour recording. You can save it. We have the whole thing right down on our website. You can actually listen to it from the website, or you can download it right directly into your computer and listen to it at your convenience. Put it in your iPod or other MP3 player, and burn it into a CD and listen to it there. We also have translated all of this down into a transcript. And it actually, as printed work, is 18 pages, all about ascension, all about questions and answers from Father God, and it is very beautiful. I encourage you to download it and read it, because it is such fascinating information, and you can either listen to it or you can read the transcript. Going along to, well, I talked earlier about images that we are seeing of Mother Mary and Yeshua throughout the world. That is under the title of images of Yeshua seen in Gibraltar. Somebody sent us an email of an individual who was there and took a picture in a church, and the picture showed up as Yeshua. And it was an article in the press about it, the controversy that it had brought up, that here is this picture of Yeshua on a marble slab behind the main altar. So when we saw it, we thought we would like to find out about it. We've got Gibraltar's daily newspaper up there explaining it, plus the pictures, and then you can listen to the message. It's right there. Everything is right there. Underneath, now that occurred October the 14th, this last October. And then there, in November, we put up a posting about a place in Western Ireland called Donegal. And Mother Mary has been appearing at this shrine for some time. That whole story is there. She started appearing there in 1938, and her most recent one there is on October 31st. And so we decided, since there was such a long history of Mother Mary appearing at this particular site, we decided to ask her about the appearances and what she said about it. And that message is there also. It's quite beautiful. And what she said is that she and Yeshua would have more and more appearances throughout the world leading up to the end of 2012. The purpose for all of these appearances is to help alert humanity to what's coming in 2012. And they said they will appear in all countries with such frequency and in such places that the mainstream press, because they're trying to suppress it, will be unable to do so. And I find that exciting news. And Richard and I will be, we have some more sightings to describe, put up on the website, and get the the exact words and emotions and feelings and reasons from the people who are showing themselves. We're also attempting to put up there what is being said in the press, how the reporters are going out and seeing these events and are reporting them. So it's all there. It's not just a case of discussing something, well, you might say metaphysical, messages that I'm receiving and Richard is are receiving, but we are bringing in, where we can, the hard facts that are being reported by the press. And I think that's important because the press is interviewing people, getting first-hand information about what individuals are seeing, and there's pictures And then we have the exact words from Mother Mary and Yeshua. There are so many intriguing things. There's something else here about the power of cycles, that how crucial cycles are in our lives, the annual cycle, the seasonal cycle, and the lunar cycle. And we so many times think of people from the past as being, well, illiterate, not scientific, but yet they were so close to the earth. They planted and harvested by lunar cycles, so they would watch these cycles, and it helped them in their daily lives because of food, being, you know, farmers, and they started to understand things that we don't understand. I remember my grandfather talking about, he was a farmer, how people would plant by the moon, the different cycles of the moon, how they would harvest by the different cycles of the moon, how they would raise animals for, for sale at cycles of the moon. So the moon was very important to, you might say, people of yesteryear. We've lost some of that. Our mystical ancestors understood the power of the full moon because it was powerful enough to change things in their lives and in others as a new moon is the beginning of a new cycle. So there's some really interesting information about these different cycles. Cycles of the moon, seasonal cycles, annual cycles. Talked earlier about the Eye of Isis. And something that I neglected to mention is that it takes a million years for the cosmos to make one cycle. And that is when these energies come in from the Eye of Isis. The Eye of Isis is taking a million years to make a cycle around the cosmos. This is our time. The Eye of Isis is on our solar system now. We weren't here a million years ago when it was here last. Think about that. What happens normally is as the energies come from the center of the cosmos, they've got to pass through gateways, many times solar gateways, to reach a certain point in the cosmos. And so some of that energy is lost simply because it has to go through these different gateways to reach a particular point where people live. What the Eye of Isis does is it is a direct source. It is a direct source from all there is in the center of the cosmos to us. That's why there is such power with the new moons, with equinoxes, with solstices. And it is why we are struggling in the human body to integrate all of this. It is why Archangel Michael, in his last conference call, discussed the changes in the body, in the space around us, in the friendships, in earth, and in the soul. And it's because this is a remarkable time, unlike any that we have ever experienced before. As I said, there is so much energy, so much information on this website. Do check it out. It is called the 2012countdown.com. Now, connecting the dots, so to speak, crop circles are very important also, because those who are guiding the spiritual aspect on earth are using every possible source, every possible means to make us stop and take notice. And this is what is happening with the crop circles right now. So many messages are here, and they are directing and pointing their finger to 2012. There is so much here to discuss just about crop circles, because there are so many, and they are indicating so many different aspects of what is happening, that it's worthwhile looking under crop circles under that page and see what you can find, because it is a lot of information is right there about the crop circles and how it intertwines with what is happening today. Now, one of the topics that we discuss is Atlantis, because it is extremely important. This particular cycle, there's so many cycles ending right now, and one of the cycles is the Atlantean cycle, because there was a chance for great growth. And there was a period in the early part of Atlantis when there was great growth. There was the Temple Beautiful, where people went every 5 years to rejuvenate the body. But many of our trials that we are having right now and challenges is happening because it is the end of this Atlantean cycle. And my friends, I see, golly, an hour goes by so fast, I see that right up here to the end of the hour. Sorry you didn't take the opportunity to call in, but maybe you wanted just to sit back and listen to what we were chatting about anyway. Until next Sunday this time, this is Carolyn Evers, the light of this ever, to be here speaking to you live, willing to take your phone calls. So until next Sunday at this time.